For our last takeout, we hear from you, our listeners. We've been holding a sort of census. You'd call it maybe a Rorschach test. You open your census form. What's your first reaction when you look at all those categories?
This is Sandra in New York. We are the category in the census for my granddaughter. Her mom is white, her dad is black, African-American, and there's not a category. Doesn't make sense to me.
My first reaction upon opening my envelope this morning is, wow, I'm offended. There seems to be some attempt to address various races by origin, but there only seems to have been an attempt to do that for Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, but zero attempt to make a distinction between origins of black or white.
If you want to explore the reasons for that or give your reactions, reach us at 877-8MYTAKE and follow all of our census coverage at thetakeaway.org.
You know, our listeners, they not only give this their opinions, but generally they offer advice as well. And there's actually a good piece of advice from a listener for that caller we just had about saying where's the category for her granddaughter.
This is Nance Cunningham of Oklahoma City. And when I opened my census form and got to the part about race, I was very happy to see that people could check more than one box. I hope a lot of people do, but I wish that those letters were in bold because I think some people will miss it.
I think the lady missed it earlier. Yeah, you can actually, for your granddaughter, mark both white.
You can write in human.
African American.
You can write in human.
Is that what you do?
Well, no, that's what one of our listeners did too when they contacted us at thetakeaway.org. You know, I think what we've been learning this week is that the census isn't a document about complete egalitarianism. It's about identifying individual groups to channel federal resources to them.
Absolutely.
So there are reasons to be discriminatory, but it does seem uncomfortable sometimes when you open those forms.
It does. And another thing which may be uncomfortable to people is this anniversary. You know, as we've been talking about, today is the 7-year anniversary since the beginning of the Iraq War, which means that a lot of people are now accustomed to living with war. And we're wondering, what does that feel like for you? Let us know at 877-8MYTAKE or at our site, thetakeaway.org. What does it feel like to now be being used to being at war?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.